we bow our heads?
Our
Heavenly Father, we thank you once again this morning for your grace that has brought us to church. We appreciate helping us to, Lord, round up this 11 months of the year today. We are grateful unto you for your mercies upon us, your goodness and your favor. Thank you, dear Lord, for the blessings we have received already in the Sunday school. Thank you for testimonies of your goodness. We thank you for special numbers. We are grateful unto you. Commit ourselves into your hand as we continue in the service today, that your grace will continue the service with us. Keep us alive and awake. Pray, dear God, that you will grant us more revelation of your word. Grant us understanding.
Amen.
Yes, your spirit, O God, circumcise every heart.
Amen.
As we are asking for this spiritual blessing, we also pray for healing for those who are sick in their bodies.
Amen.
And we pray for your blessings for every one of us.
Amen.
All the places where your children are gathered, in this nation and other nations of the world, may you extend your blessings unto them.
Amen.
Your servant in Kwara State, the one in Delta State, and the one in Bakatari, may you be with them.
Amen.
Be their strength and make use of them as great channel of blessing to your people.
Amen.
Grant this, Father, as we yield ourselves unto you, that, Lord, the riches of your blessing will be the portion of every one of us.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen.
I don't seem to get it. Okay, I remember it now. When Jesus come to the world, what number is that? 259.
Only 259.
We are ready, oh, ready. rise up on our feet and once again turn to the scriptures. Matthew 17, the first five verses. After that we read from Ephesians chapter 1. Matthew chapter 17. And after 6 days, Jesus taketh Peter, James, and John his brother, and bringeth them up into an high mountain apart.
Lẹ́yìn ijọ́ mẹ́fà, Jésù mú Pétérù àti Jákọ́bù àti Jọ́hánù arákùnrin rẹ̀, ó sì mú wọn wá sórí òkè gíga ilé apá kan.
And was transfigured before them, and his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was white as the light.
Ara rẹ̀ sì yí padà níwájú wọn, ojú rẹ̀ sì ràn bí oòrùn, aṣọ rẹ̀ sì fún, ó dàbí ìmọ́lẹ̀.
And behold, there appeared unto them Moses and Elijah talking with him. Then answered Peter and said unto Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If thou wilt, let us make here 3 tabernacles, one for thee, and one for Moses, and one for Elijah.
Peter si down o si wifu Jesu pe oluwa o dara fun wa lati ma gbe ihin bi iwo ba fe awa o pa ago meta si ihin okan fun o ati okan fun Moses ati okan fun Elijah.
While he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and behold, a voice out of the cloud which said, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him.
Ephesians chapter
1. From verse
1
to
6.
Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus.
Paul, apostle Jesus Christ, nipa ife Olorun, si awon eniyan mimo ti o wa ni Efesu, ati si awon onigbagbo ninu Christ Jesus.
Grace be to you and peace from God our Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ.
Ore ofe si yin ati alaafia lati odo Olorun baba wa ati Jesu Christ Oluwa.
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ.
Olubuku ni Olorun ati baba Jesu Christ Oluwa wa eni to fi gbogbo ibukun emi ninu awon orun bukun wa ninu Christ.
According as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love.
Ani gege bi o ti yan wa ninu re saju ipele saye ki awa ki o le je mimo ati alailabuku niwaju re ninu ife.
Having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will.
Eni ti o ti yan wa tele si isodomo nipa Jesu Christi fun ara re.
To the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading and hearing of this portion of his word. God bless you,
can
please be seated. Once again, we thank the Lord for another privilege to be in church. And this month, November runs up today.
Oshu kokola o tenubodo loni.
Tomorrow, God's prayer and Allah will start the last month of the year. Tomorrow,
Lola,
God's prayer and our life.
Tuluwa bada wasio.
We will start the last month of the year.
Awo benule oshu to kenyi kwadoyi.
We've been on this subject some few weeks now.
Ati wa lori akori yi fun ose melo kan bayi.
And we have gone covered quite some portion.
Asiti lo jina ninu re na.
The title is spiritual adoption.
Akori re ni isomo isodomo ti emi.
We started with physical adoption.
A bere nipa sagbeyewo isodomo ni ti ara.
Then from there we move to birth.
lẹ́yìn náà a wo kíni ìbí.
And we've been on that for quite some services.
A sì ti wà lórí eléyìí báyìí fún àwọn ìsìn bíi mélòó kan.
The importance of the new birth.
Bí ó ti ṣe pàtàkì láti di àtúbí.
The need for it.
Kìí ṣe tá a ti nílò láti di àtúbí.
And we go through some situations where people, majorly in the denominations, or let's just say generally, have some wrong opinions about the new birth.
A sì ṣe àgbéyẹ̀wò, a rí ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ìtumọ̀ òye tí àwọn èèyàn ní ní gbogbogbò nípa dídí àtúbí.
What the prophet actually called the new birth.
Ṣùgbọ́n ohun tí wòlíì pè ní àtúbí gan.
The approach to it.
Ọ̀nà wo là á gbà tọ̀.
And what he said we must actually do.
Àwọn ohun tó sọ fún wa pé a gbúdọ̀ ṣe.
Death.
Ikú.
And we took some time on that.
A lo àkókò díẹ̀ lórí eléyìí.
So that we can understand when we hear the statement die to yourself.
Kaba le loye ohun tó túmọ̀ sí nígbà tá a bá gbọ́ wípé ká kú sí ara wa.
And I believe we read enough quotes on that.
Mo gbàgbọ́ pé ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ayọ́ka tó tó la kà lórí eléyìí.
And we, if you are interested or you are not clear at any point, you can always go back and hear it again.
Tó bá jẹ́ pé àwọn nǹkan yìí ò tí yìí tó, o ní àǹfààní láti lọ tẹ́tí sí wọn lẹ́ẹ̀kan sí kó gbọ́ títí tí yóò fi yọ.
Even if you play the sermon, you must be born again itself.
Tó bá tẹ̀ mú ìwásù wòlíì dàpè ní o gbúdọ̀ di àtúbí gangan fúnra rẹ̀.
If you listen to it enough.
So tẹ́tí sí dáadáa.
All your questions will still be answered.
Gbogbo àwọn ìbéèrè tó bá wà lọ́kàn rẹ ni o rí ìdáhùn sí.
So, having done with what is the new birth.
Wọ̀nyí lẹ́yìn tá a ti parí ẹ̀kọ́ lórí kíni àtúbí gan.
We want to continue now to talk about growth.
A wá fẹ́ tẹ̀síwájú báyìí láti wo ìdàgbàsókè.
When a baby is born.
Tá a bá bí ọmọ tuntun.
In the physical.
Ní ti ara.
He's not born an adult.
A ò bí gẹ́gẹ́ bí àgbàlagbà.
He's born a baby.
Ṣùgbọ́n a bí gẹ́gẹ́ bí ọmọ ọwọ́.
Only one person came to this world as an adult.
Ẹnìkan ṣoṣo ló wá sínú ayé yìí gẹ́gẹ́ bí àgbàlagbà.
That was Adam.
Èyí ni Adamu.
The day God formed him, he was a full man.
Ọjọ́ tọ́lọ́run bí odidi ọkùnrin àgbàlagbà ni.
Because he didn't have a physical father or mother.
Torí kò ní bàbá ti ara àbí ìyá ti ara.
He did not pass through any womb.
Kò gba inú ilé ọmọ kankan kọjá.
He came directly from the hand of God.
Ó wá tààràtàrà láti ọwọ́ Ọlọ́run Adẹ́dá.
And after him.
Lẹ́yìn rẹ̀.
Everybody has passed through the womb of a woman.
Gbogbo ènìyàn tó kù ló ti gba inú obìnrin kọjá.
And with just, let me put two exceptions.
Ká sọ pé àwọn méjì ni ò gba inú obìnrin kọjá.
No, not that tí ò gba inú obìnrin kọjá. What I want to say now.
Nínú tí mo fẹ́ sọ báyìí, àwọn méjì.
Everybody that passed through the womb of a woman.
Gbogbo ènìyàn tó gba inú.
They were conceived in iniquity, born in sin, come to the world speaking lies.
Àlóyún wọn nínú àṣedédé àbí wọn nínú ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ wọn wá sínú ayé yìí wọn bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ní parọ́.
There is a full exception in that of Christ.
Ẹni tí eléyìí yóò kàn òun ni ti Kristi.
Because he was created in the womb of Mary.
Torí pé Ọlọ́run dá sílé ọmọ Maria ni.
Then when you talk about John the Baptist.
Bákan náà ta bá sọ nípa Johanu onítẹ̀bọmi.
Though he was conceived also in iniquity.
Bó tilẹ̀ jẹ́ pé nínú àìṣedédé la lóyún rẹ̀.
But he was not born in sin.
Ṣùgbọ́n a ò bí nínú ẹ̀ṣẹ̀.
So he did not come to the world speaking lies.
Òun ò wá sínú ayé kó bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ní parọ́.
Because he received the Holy Ghost from the mother's womb.
Torí pé láti inú ilé ìyá ọmọ ìyá rẹ̀ ló ti gba ẹ̀mí mímọ́.
You agree with that?
Ṣé ẹ gba eléyìí?
So let's continue from here now.
Ẹ já tẹ̀síwájú láti bí báyìí.
I want to talk about growth.
À ń sọ nípa ìdàgbàsókè.
As there is growth physically.
Ìdàgbàsókè ti ara wà.
There is also growth spiritually. If you see a child 5 years ago, and he did not see after that, if you did not see that child after that, until another 5 years, when you will see that child, you may not even be able to identify. Especially there are some age when the growth is rapid.
You
see a small boy and then come and see a man before you, say, who is this one?
Say, I'm so.
Then you don't mean it.
Whether
a minute, it doesn't mean it. That's the person you are looking at.
Yeah.
So our physical things time the spiritual. And if somebody can grow like that physically, until it will baffle you as a human being to see the difference of what time, food and water has done to a mortal being, so also if somebody is also born spiritually and is also eating spiritually for some years, there is also a must there will be a difference in that person. After some years, there is going to be growth, there is going to be maturity, there are things that the person, the way you see the person many years back,
may
be different from what you will see now, except the birth is faulty. Because in physical birth, if a child, if there is no change in a child, if a child of 5 years is still crawling, you know, it's a special case. Is that correct? If a child of 10 years is still crawling, there is a problem. If a girl or boy of 20 years is making mud cakes, then there is a problem. And Brad Paul said, when I was a child, I talk as a child, do this and do that.
Say,
but when I grow, say, I put away childish things. And he also went further that a child used milk. But when one is grown up, he can eat strong meat. So there is a difference between a child and an adult. Right, so we continue from here. Let me first read from you must be born again from paragraph
146.
Shortcuts. Tonight, they are out here today. They are going on. Oh my, and tomorrow they want to preach. Pentecostal people letting them do that.
Two.
They want a shortcut to heaven. Say, hallelujah, all I have to do is get down here and just don't think of nothing at all. And say, hallelujah,
hallelujah.
I got on Elijah's garment. I'm going out tomorrow to cast out devils. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I got it. Praise God. Here I go. They want the shortcut to heaven. taking as much of the world as they can take. You can't take any of it. There is no shortcuts. You come the way of Calvary. You come the way of the brass altar. Brass altar. You come the way of the brazen serpent. You die. You actually die. Oh God, why can't I say it right? You die. Literally die to yourselves. You die to the things of the world. And are born anew. Amen.
Amen.
No word. The things of the world is dead. There is no shortcut. See, they want to come right quick. They don't want to grow. We grow in the Lord. It takes growth and experience. People are told on out on the West Coast now. Just a minute. My aunt told something here. People are told out on the West Coast now. Oh, we got the immortal baptism. We baptize you in water. You turn right back to a young man right there. A young woman. Yes, sir. They got Elijah's garments. They got manifested sons of God. Yes, sir, brother. God is getting manifested sons right now. Manifesting. Tell them all about this. Tonight you are a sinner. Tomorrow you are manifested sons of God. Nonsense. Where you get that in the world? Babies are not born men. They are born babies and grow to men. So the prophet wants to read some scripture now from Ephesians chapter 4. Just continue with it a bit. Go small. Go small. Just want to go to the scripture from verse 12. For the perfecting of the saints. You know the previous verses when he talk about the fivefold. Is that right? Okay. Now, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come into the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, into a perfect man and the measure of his stature and the fullness of Christ, that we from henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine. Brother said, listen, what doctrine? Is the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive you, but speaking the truth in love, he is the truth, in brackets, in love. Are you listening? May grow up unto him. Let me read it straight from the scripture. Ephesians 1. Ephesians 4, I mean to say. From verse 12. Right. for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come into the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. But speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. So the prophet is saying, when we are speaking the truth in love, is to make us to grow up in him, into him, to grow up into him, or unto him, whichever word you use, is the same thing. So the prophet is bringing this out to show us of growth. Well, the prophet, after that, referred to the first sermon he preached. And he said he thought he did real well. Because the old ladies, they came around. And they cry a little bit, you know. Say, oh, what a wonderful boy. Say, the old pastor, Dr. Davis, who was an old lawyer, said, I want to see you down at the house. In another place, say, his office. I said, all right. So I walk in the next day, you know, all sweat out. Yes. I said, how did I do, Dr. Davis? Said, the rottenness I ever had. I said, what? He said, the worst I ever had. Oh, I said, Brother David, everybody was crying. He said, yeah, they cried for us. And they cried at bats. Everything else. He said, what it is, Billy? You never quoted one bit of God's word. You talk about some murder that had gone on, or something like this, and got everybody crying. He said, you are not born again upon things and sensations of this earth. You are born by the word. You see, there are places where they don't like to be hearing the prophet said. They believe that a fivefold should just come and be talking and be talking and be talking and be talking and be talking. That is your personal theology. One thing that binds all of us together is the message of Malachi 4. Anybody that did not believe that God sent a prophet today in accordance to his promise in the scripture, as you have it as you heard again in the Sunday school, you are not part of the message. You are not being addressed. We are not talking to you. We are talking to the people who believe God's promises for today. Brother Paul, when he was writing, he was writing to the saints. He wasn't writing to sinners. When he wanted to talk to the people who are not standing in the way, there is a way he wrote to them. Rebuke them. Yes. But when it comes to talking to the saints,
he
spoke to the saints. So the message of the hour is for people that God opened their eyes to the promise of God for our day, that God has come to fulfill what he promised in his word concerning the end of time. Those type of people, they will never be offended when they hear the prophet say. Yes. Throughout the Old Testament, all Old Testament, all of them revolve on the five books of Moses. Yes. That is on which the entire Old Testament is revolving on. That was God's reverence point. Then when we come to the New Testament, even Brother Paul, he took the Old Testament and studied by the Holy Spirit and lived this way. The things that are still correct from the Old Testament, the other ones he left them. Then today is the summary of the whole thing, the present truth, the current syllabus of God. And anybody that wants to pass the exam of eternal life, he has to read the current syllabus, or he will fail the exam of life.
Amen.
Amen. And the prophet told us that for growth to happen, there is an atmosphere that growth can take place. He talk about physical seed that you plant. If you put a seed in this place, as beautiful as our church is, put a corn here, or a seed of beans, or any other one, it will never grow. No, this is a beautiful place, but it's not the atmosphere that God has ordained for a seed to grow. You have to take it outside to a prepared ground that rain and sun will fall on it. That is what will make it to grow. And before it can grow, it will die and rot. Then it will grow. So there is an atmosphere that God's children grows. Even the prophet was asked a question. How does a Christian grow? The prophet gave a simple answer. Read the word of God every day and pray every day. In today, if we've got to bring it up today, reading the word of God, it includes coming to church, because that is part of the scriptures, not to forsake the assembly of ourselves together. And that atmosphere has to be an atmosphere where the truth of God's word goes forth. That is the major thing in any gathering of God's children. If the truth of God's word is not being preached there, it can never make any Christian to grow. Yes. Personal idea will not bring growth. Theological experience will not bring growth. It will take the word of God undiluted. A brother was talking to me yesterday about where he fellowship. Not in this country. where his fellowship was telling me of the. He said he used to see that in their church that the preacher used to rebuke their issues. And some of these things. He said, but they have never come the way of the men. Why some come to church with deadlock here? I say, may God help the pastor. So that I can preach the full counsel of God. Because somehow, some people feel they don't want to step on people's toes. They don't want to offend anybody. Anybody that have that thought in mind can never be a servant of Christ. Just preach the gospel straight. It is for wheresoever. We are not here for witch hunting. We are talking about something that can prepare the bride of Christ for the rapture. Yes.
Okay.
Whosoever it affects, if it's a seed of God,
that
one will fall in line. But if it's not a seed of God,
he
will find their level. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Jesus Christ, I want to read the scripture. In physically, when he was born,
the
Bible says he increased in wisdom and stature and was in favor with God and man. You know, he was not born the way we are born. It was immaculate conception. Just like God created Adam from his
hand.
It is because Adam is not exactly in the way Christ came. Because Christ, that body was formed for God himself to enter inside, tabernacle inside.
Because
the physical Adam,
Adamu ti ara,
is what the prophet called the first Adam.
Oni, Bibeli pe ni Adamu akoko.
But the second Adam,
Adamu keji,
Christ himself,
ti se Christi fun ara,
cannot fall.
Ko le shubu.
Though he was tempted,
o ti le je pa dan wo,
but he never fall.
Ṣugbọn ko shubu.
And he cannot fall.
Ko si le shubu.
Because he came on a special order.
Tori pe lori wiwa re,
it was God,
o je Olorun
in flesh,
ninu eran ara,
God in flesh,
Olorun ninu eran ara ni.
You, we are go, okay, let me read from, okay, the what I refer to is in Luke chapter 2.
A le re eleyi ninu Luke ori keji,
but I don't want to spend time on that.
You fe gba alakoko lori
Luke chapter 2 verse 52.
But
let's read Matthew chapter 3. Because the sermon itself is still long. We have not. So I want to be cutting some of them off. Matthew 3 from verse
13.
Then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized of him. But John forbade him, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee. And comest thou to me? And Jesus answering said unto him, suffer it to be so now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he suffered him. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straight out of the water. And lo, the heavens were opened unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him.
And
lo, a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved son, in whom I'm well pleased. The prophet said the right way to put it is in whom I am pleased to dwell in. Now, this is a confusion. This scripture is a confusion to Pentecostal or Trinitarians.
Ese beli yi o je ohun to ru awon to gbagbo ninu eko meta lo kan loju.
Because one time when Brabra was having a debate,
nigba kan ti woli ni iforowero,
the person reserved this as the last question.
Eni kan eni na o mu eleyi pamo gege bi adu to keyin.
So because all the previous questions, Abraham was giving it to him, giving it to him, giving it to him. He now said, he said, Abraham has been able to wiggle out of all the other ones. He said, but this one, no way out of this one. So God is the scripture here. And then he read the scripture. He said, here is it, the three, they are complete here. He said, now, the son was standing at the river bank. And God was speaking from heaven. And then he had the spirit that was coming like a dove. So he said, the three are complete. So we go out of this one, let us see you. Then Abraham said, it's very simple. If language still have its meaning, the Bible said that the heaven was opened and the spirit of God was descending like a dove. Then listen to the voice that spoke. This man said God was speaking from heaven. But the scripture here said that that voice said, this is my beloved son in whom I am pleased to dwell in. I didn't spend plenty years in school. Nevertheless, this is still simple enough for me to understand that is a personal tense that was used. In whom I am pleased to dwell in. The voice that is speaking is the very thing that enter into him. If it is different, this is the way it will be framed. This is my beloved son in whom I am sending my spirit to dwell in. But he said, this is my beloved son in whom I am pleased to dwell in. So the person speaking, is the one that enters into Christ.
Amen.
At the end of the interview, the man see that he himself is the one that cannot wiggle out of it. Now, in this Matthew 3, this is where God entered into
Christ.
When the prophet said that heaven and earth embrace together. So, this is, I'm using him now like this Christ now. This is now God in flesh. And if you want to know how much of God he has, Brother Paul explained it in Philippians. He said in him dwelleth the fullness of God bodily. Now if you take this word fullness and you want to express it in mathematics or arithmetic, is 100% of God, of his spirit that enter into him. So nobody else have the Holy Spirit. This was the reason why Christ told the disciples, because when he was saying he wants to go away, at the point Peter took him aside and rebuked him. Say, what are you even talking about? You want to pay tax, you are the one. We want to pay tax. Like we are asked to pay now. Say you are the one. Now, question come up from the people. We don't know the answer. You are the one that will give us the answer. This one. You are the one with the soto. And you are saying you want to go away and leave us here. What are you talking about? Don't be saying anything like that one. He said it is expedient for you that I go away. He said, if I don't go away, the comforter will not come. Why? Because presently, that comforter was inside of him.
Amen.
There is no three God. The prophet in 7 church age book, he said all the expressions that you can have in the scripture, whether Father, whether Son, whether Holy Ghost, Rose of Sharon, Lily of the Valley, Bright and Morning Star, the beginning, the ending, Alpha, Omega. He said all of them is talking about one single person, the Lord Jesus Christ. All right. So then this Christ,
Jesus Christ,
in this Matthew 3, received the Holy Ghost. Now, from Matthew 3 to Matthew 17, where we read, is quite a period of time. Maybe about 3 years of activities. Within this time, there were scriptures that will tell us exactly what Christ was doing. Let's read from St. John chapter 4, verse 34. John 4, 34. Jesus said unto them, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work. Let's go to 5. That is, not 5. Chapter 5, verse 17. I just want to bring a point out. Alright. But Jesus answered them, my Father worketh hitherto, and I walk.
Verse
19. Then answered Jesus and said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he seeth the Father do, for whatsoever he doeth, this also doeth the Son likewise.
Nígbà náà ni Jésù dáhùn, ó sì wí fún wọn pé, lóòótọ́ ni mo wí fún yín, ọmọ kò lè ṣe ohunkóhun fún ara rẹ̀ bí kò ṣe ohun tí ó bá rí pé bàbá ń ṣe. Nítorí ohunkóhun tí ó bá ń ṣe, wọ̀nyí li ọmọ sì ń ṣe bẹ́ẹ̀ gẹ́gẹ́.
Verse 30.
Ẹsẹ̀ ọgbọ̀n.
See, I can of my own self do nothing.
Emi ko le se ohunkohun fun ara mi.
As I hear, I judge.
Bi mo ti n gbo, mo n dajo.
And my judgment is just.
Ododo si ni idajo mi.
Because I seek not my own will.
Nitori pe emi ko fe ife ti ara mi.
But the will of the Father.
Bi ko se ife ti
emi. Which has sent me.
Ti o ran mi.
So after this baptism of Jesus Christ,
lẹ́yìn ìbàptísí Jésù Kristì,
the first thing that happened to him,
ohun àkọ́kọ́ tó ṣẹlẹ̀,
the Bible say he was led into the wilderness.
Bíbẹ̀ ni a darí rẹ̀.
To be tempted of the devil. And we have his temptation in Matthew chapter 4. And while he was being tempted, from the first to the last temptation, which the prophet explained to us in the message Harvest Time. The prophet said he never used his power. He never used his authority. He said he used the word in each of the temptations. And that is how anybody can ever overcome any temptation. It is the word of God that can conquer the enemy. My idea cannot conquer him. My understanding of whatsoever cannot conquer him. But it is the word of God. When Jesus was told, when Satan told him, because he know that he has been fasting for 40 days. And is now hungry. So he started from that point. He said, turn this stone to bread. After all, you have finished your fasting. Or you have turned it to bread and eat. Jesus said, not that he didn't have power to turn it. He has power to turn it into bread. But he said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that coming from the mouth of the Lord. He took him to the temple. He said, let me see what. I don't want to miss it with the thought. Think that's where he says to bow to him. The previous one now. Okay. Yeah. Okay. See, then the devil taketh him up into the city and set him up on the pinnacle of the temple. Yeah.
Yeah.
Then I told him, if you be the Son of God, Satan did not believe he's the Son of God. If you believe, why are you saying, if thou be? Cast thyself down. For it is written, he shall give his angel charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. That was a scripture. That's a scripture that Satan was quoting to Christ. But the prophet said that right from the first trial, what Satan actually had in mind is to start giving instruction to Jesus Christ to carry out. And that was what Jesus Christ mounted an opposition against. I'm not going to take instruction from you. If I am hungry, you are not the one that will tell me how my food will come. You are not the one that will be telling me to jump down anywhere and so that angel will now carry me. The next verse, he said, Jesus said unto him, it is written again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. That is tantamount to temptation. Because what is the reason for this jumping down? Showmanship. Showmanship. You don't want him to do showmanship. That's how you have fasted for 40 days. You now have power to do anything. You can jump down now. Angels are there to carry you. Don't tempt God. The prophet said, Paul, in his ministry, while he was traveling to Rome, when they drop in that island, and because of winter, they put the Barbados or whatever you call it, they carry firewood and gather so that they can warm themselves. A viper came out of it and clung on Paul's
hand.
And the people said, this man must be a murderer. Because if he escaped the wreck of the ship or what's all the turbulence, then
You see, this is still following here. Vengeance is following to this place.
Gbogbo idamu to la koja ninu lori okun to bo abola o si tu wa sibi bayi ti ejo tun gwe mo lowo bayi.
When Paul saw it,
nigba ti Paul ri,
he didn't shout,
ko pariwo,
he didn't say anything,
ko so nkohun.
He just shake it in the fire.
O kan gbon ejo isunu na ni.
And the people were expecting,
awon eyan na reti,
that before he shook it off,
leyin akoko die pe ko te to
le gbon, it must have beaten him,
o ye kejo yi ti buje,
and within few minutes,
laarin iseju kekere,
he will be dead,
ko di oku.
And they were looking at Paul,
o be si wo Paul,
watching him,
won kiyesi,
nothing happened to him,
o si nkan kan to se,
he was normal,
o wa lalafia,
there was no falling down,
o paruwo,
there was no swelling of his hand, there was nothing, nothing,
o si wahala.
They then said, change their own mind. He said, this man, he be like, na idol
said.
Now the prophet said that God did not say we should go and be taking up serpents for temptation. But if in the course of duty, wherever, a serpent clean, whether on your leg or on your hand, and you are a believer, if you shake it off, the way it happened in the scripture, whether into the fire or just shake it off, wherever, there may not be fire close by. As long as I believe, putting your man on that scripture, that as God lives, as God lives, and his word is true, and I am his son or his daughter, and I am a believer, and I was not looking for snake to handle, this one only happened in the course of duty. Even if he had beaten me, if he do no harm.
Amen.
If you believe it like that, and you don't allow fear to enter inside of you, I am telling you, hospital or no hospital,
it
won't do you nothing. Now, if there is hospital close by, you can go there and take anti-venom or whatever they call it, injection. If there is no hospital close by, Christ is present there to take care of such an a situation. Brother
Evans
was hunting with the prophet, and they are about maybe 1 hour away from civilization, and a very terrible something striking and biting, and the thing brought pain immediately, that the leg was completely lifeless, and the pain was severe. And Brother Abraham put his hand on him. He said, Almighty God, we are in a case of emergency. We need your mercy at this time. While Brother Abraham was praying like that, the man that was screaming earlier started laughing.
Amen.
The pain disappeared, and they haunted in that place throughout the day. So when he now saw his brother and gave him the testimony, his junior brother, who has been beaten before and spent about 3 months in the hospital, he said, Welsh, it's good to be religious, but not to be foolish. You better get to the hospital as quickly as you can. Welsh also told him, my brother, if God can keep me for this like 12 hours that this thing has taken place and nothing, that God will keep me throughout. If that thing we are fighting, it will have happened before they come out. They were in a case of emergency, and they appealed to the word of God. And it is not because it is a prophet, it is applicable to any believer. Yes. If anybody really believes like that one, it happens exactly to the person. Then after this one, Satan was still not satisfied. He believed that there is still something he can do. Then he took him to an The Bible says exceeding high mountain. And shame all the kingdoms of the world. And the glory of them. And he told him, all these things I will give thee. If thou will fall down and worship me. What did Jesus say? Get thee here, Satan. For it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. He wanted to offer him money. Offer him wealth. Offer him everything you can think of. To be the richest person. What will he use them for? Let us even say okay, like today. Let's say somebody, let me use an analogy. Let's say somebody's was giving an offer to get 10 billion. Which is big money. Is it not big money? It's big money. You can say, if I have 10 billion, first of all, buy one vehicle for the ministers. Vehicles. One vehicle for the ministers. All those poor family. I give all of them 10 million first. And know those fine things like that, which is all fine. Are they not fine? They are all fine. But what is the offer to get the money? Yoruba has an adage that the bottom of wet is dirty. 99% of wet in this world is through wickedness. No matter the good things that somebody say want to do with the money, you can't bribe God with that. Yes. So, look at the offer that was given to Jesus Christ. And Satan wants him to break the first commandment. That is how you check the trials. That is how you check the temptations. And see what is the requirement. What impact does it have on God's word? When you weigh it with the scriptures, especially if there is a speck of Holy Ghost in your soul, which the Holy Ghost is the quickener of this world. And Jesus told the disciples that when he, the Spirit of Truth, is come, he will bring to your remembrance the things that I have told you. When you get to that junction, there must be something that will bring the scripture to you. That is how we face trials. That is how we also deal with it. Any other way aside of that. Now, if you say, I'm a minister, I can't do that one as a minister. That one will never hold. It won't hold water. I'm an officer in the church. Because as an officer, I'm not expected to do that one. That will not hold water. It will not drive Satan away from you. If you say you are an officer, he will now show you plenty of ministers that are guilty of something worse than that. Well, if ministers can do things like that, then it means that me myself, you are not yet a believer. A believer doesn't want to know what somebody else
does.
A believer examines himself personally with the word. Amen.
Amen.
Right. Okay, let's proceed. Let me read a couple of quotes here. Spiritual adoption, paragraph
112.
You know, the prophet makes reference to some of the scriptures I read.
He
said, now coming to the close, they was on the mountain. And after Jesus had been an obedient child, the flesh, the lamb, I've been led by the Holy Spirit, God moving in him. I come not to do my will, but the will of him that sent me. And the one that sent me, the Father that sent me is with me. And as the Father has sent me and went with me, so sent I you. Not only did he send, but he went with him. The Father that sent him was in him. So wherever he's going, that spirit is moving with him. And the Holy Spirit that we receive today goes with us everywhere we go. Except you just want to do your will. The Holy Spirit will come and whisper to you that this one, even if you are in some environment that is not becoming to a believer, if you have any speck of the Holy Spirit in you, he will raise an alarm. The prophet said, in animals that have instincts, he said, when danger is around, he said, that instinct will be active. Yes, and they will be restless, not even seeing that evil yet, not even seeing the danger, but they become restless because God has given to them something for their protection. And that is how God has given to the believer something for their protection. Yes. Anywhere that spirit will raise an alarm. When he raised an alarm, you know that there is something. And if you are a seed of God, you know, there are a lot of things that we have been told today by the message of the hour that make it simple. He told us the kind of friendship we must have because spirits are contagious. If you have a friend that does A, B, C, and you by in friendship with the person, one will convert the other. Yes, that's the truth. The prophet said, two of you will not be able to stay like that and be yourself. You can't walk.
Amen.
Amen. The Holy Spirit is Christ's spirit.
Oh, yeah, and me Christi.
And is the Father of all spirits.
Oh, sini emi gbogbo emi toku.
And it has enough power.
Oh, sini agbara toto.
To protect.
Lati dabogo.
To shield.
Lati pama.
To resist.
Lati call.
Everything that Satan wants to offer.
Gbogbo awon amuwa amuto satani.
Amen.
Amen.
All right, I want to jump this and move forward. The prophet told us that on that mountain, Peter wanted to establish denominations. Not a co. Let us have three tabernacles. One for you, one for Moses, one for Elijah. He didn't get any answer for that one.
But go read down. Go read Bawolu.
Prophet made some other explanation. I don't want to go to that because the message is still long. Let's start talking about the believers. Of how we grow and how we are trained. The prophet said that this doctrine of adoption is taken from the Old Testament, where they used to have what is called adoption ceremony. And there is something that leads to it. And that is, let me start reading now. And then we'll see where we will reach. Adoption part 2. From paragraph
154.
Yes. Adoption part 2 from paragraph 1. Yeah, thank you. Adoption. Let me show you why it is done now. A father has a big kingdom. He rides around. Now he's got a son born. Oh, he's so happy. That is God. So you know what that father does? He finds the very best racer. Tutor. You know what a tutor is, don't you? He's a school teacher. He finds the very best school teacher he can find in all the country. And then we are going now, listen. And he finds the best school teacher he can find. He don't just get just a scallywag. He wants his boy to be a real fellow. Don't you want your children that way? Sure. The best you can give them. Yes, sir. So if a natural man taught that, what do you think God wants, what God thinks about his children? The best he could get. Now, child raising, child upbringing is a 100% job. Of course, we didn't know what we know today when we started this journey. Because day by day, the message keeps getting plainer. But there is a whole lot in child raising. And you that is just getting there. Or you that just have small children. There is not going to be any excuse. Because the old truth has come out. Now, irrespective of how we train the children, it still does not mean that all of them will go straight. There is that possibility, because even the scripture make it known that bring up your child in the way it should go. When he's old, he will not depart from it. Then the scripture says, if he depart from it, that is expressing that possibility that the things that you have taught him, they won't depart from him. Wherever they go, those things will be haunting them. You are taught different. Yes. And the only thing you can do for your children, no, there is the training for every stage. That is the stage of innocency.
I know
whether this spelling is correct. There's a stage of caning. I believe when a child is getting to like 3 years and above,
that child should start getting small, small
pills.
Because those demons are already getting mature. If you begin to say, you see a small picking, you see a small picking, if God is not taking, by the time you think he's a picking now that can be caned, the demon inside of him will have outgrown the cane. One of these days, you might want to cane the child. And we tell you, daddy, you cannot try it. You cannot try it. If you raise that cane, daddy, don't let me look at your face. Then you know you are in for something. A child can get to a stage that will package his father and show him to the Creator before he knock him down. Don't say it is not possible. I've been in an environment where I saw a young boy telling his father that you now don't live in a time. If you are not careful now, just come out your head. And a minute.
Yes.
Not outside the country, in this same country. So there is a time for everything. You don't do the right thing at the right time. Once it comes out, it is going to be a wish that like a needle fall from the hands of a leper. He cannot pick it again. God has no finger to pick it. As the person begins to grow, from these 3 years like this, you can see K to like 15, stroke 16. When it's getting to like this 17 and above, you must withdraw the K. In fact, some children, if you have started training from here, by the time they get to like 14 years, you will not even need to
care.
If you stay like this and look at the face, you know what we are talking about. Just look at the face, you know what we are talking about. You don't find his level. And let me repeat this, I've said it before. Except you are not observant. Or you yourself don't even know anything. Your small, small children, you know the type of spirit that is living in them. If it's a girl, from small, watch the way she sits down. As it's growing, and you are telling this how to sit down, this how to sit down, be watching whether that is the something. When it's getting to like 6-7 years old, be watching the best friend whether she's more comfortable with boys than with girls. That's how you begin to watch the spirit. There's a spirit there. And so on and so forth. If it's a boy, you'll be watching. Then there are some children that are thieves. That you can know that one even from 2 years. There was a poem we learned when we were in primary school. It's a poem, not only a Ewi, just ewi, like, I don't
ewi.
Know. Or can you at your lay? They didn't want you.
But when you call it a learning, covetousness and stealing, they are the same.
Say, or can you have for you call
it a covetous person?
Ole Kubi Keru.
Surveys the house with his eyes.
See, that poem like that, he carries meaning.
Oh, I will.
Yes. Watch the child.
He is your man now.
Give training. Check. Like I said the other day, if the meat in the soup
You just see that it's getting finished earlier than normal. Set traps and see how it will be. If the money you think you put it there, you find it, then you are assuming whether I lost it. You find the home fair, check trap. You will check the spirit. Then ask for those that have anger. That one is easy to know. If every time your child and somebody else outside fight, you carry your child for back, you can't be hitting that one. You panabit the thing up and down. Your own is a saint. You will finish your child. Before you go and rebuke Asada, you must thoroughly investigate the matter and see who is actually guilty. All these evil spirits, when you groom them, finish.
You won't be able to handle it.
These are the work you have to do first of all in the home level. Before they go and have the evil spirit outside. Joseph Branham. The prophet said they were in the dining one morning. And Joseph uttered one statement. He said, "Where did you get that?" And said the boy was innocent.
Say,
he came to find out that he got it in the word they were using in the school. He said, and that word is so terrible that you make a drunken sailor self to turn around. Very terrible word. He got it from the school. Before you put your child in boarding school, especially all this primary,
secondary,
God be our help. Even if you can do it self, university self, the boarding there, it can be a boarding. You just do your own best because the evil spirit, they have not been like before. They have graduated where we're now.
No,
me, I came from a religious home. There is no smoking in our house. No drinking in our house. My dad doesn't use beer or whatsoever to do any ceremony or whatsoever. He doesn't go to parties. My mother doesn't go. Even when it is a family something or a group something, at a point my dad was asking him to go and represent him. Maybe the elders of the church, they asked them to come and eat. They asked me to go and represent. He will not go and eat. While the people older than him, they will be there. But he will say that to go and represent him. Now, there is no way I can from our house smoke. It's not possible. But at a point in time, maybe my parents were illiterate. I said, okay, I will go and be reading with my cousins, which are 5 years apiece. Two of them, I older than myself. They are just two. 5 years. And we are in the same class. So they were smoking. Initially, I don't like the odor of it. Being that we are living in the same room, the old room is no more than this, where the three of us sleep. And the window is very small, like the window of a toilet. Small time I get used to the odor. Then small time they stop. When they are smoking, they drop it on, because smokers, when they smoke to some extent, they just throw the thing down. So sometimes I say, what is even in this thing? I take the stop. I throw it down. Another day I try it, but I see that he said, not bad. Then gradually I go for a whole stick. It was when I came to the message, I saw it clear. If my dad knew that going to go and read with them, because that one, he will never allow me. Well, it was God that just supernaturally delivered me from that one. It was when they were about to get to know. That's when something happened. Our universities of today, they are filled with demons. Demons in the highest order. That's where the girls turn to be prostitutes, and the boys turn to be something else.
If
they have all kinds of things. We can't even. May God have mercy. There are so many things in the statement of the prophet that education is of the devil. Of the statement that the prophet said education is of the devil. In our time, we didn't know as much as now. But we have known plenty now. Do your best. Give priority to the spiritual welfare of your child. Don't be overzealous that they should quickly finish. Finish what? Finish what? This rushing of education of today. The educationists themselves, they are against it. That is why you see the government saying that so year is when they will be admitted to university. So the government does not like it. But we are just pushing and rushing. 8 years. Enter, if you can enter secondary. If you like, from the womb, make you enter secondary school. These things has to do, there is a way that God arranged them that as they are growing physically, also getting some maturity morally and spiritually, to be able to cope with different stages of the demons they will encounter. A neighbor professor, when his child came out of primary school, he said he delayed him for 2 years before he write common entrance. Say it was too fast. The second one, he delayed in 1 year. In one sense, many of them, when they get to that place, they cannot cope with the something. You just be pushing them, I'll be pushing them, I'll be pushing them. Then they say they carry gown, put on, they say they graduate. How many of them get work?
Graduation.
If they didn't have work, what's the purpose of this school? May God have mercy upon us. And this is our physical training. We are talking of spiritual training. We are just starting it. But just so far, all my analogy. If it doesn't go well with you, just carry my word and throw it away. It doesn't mean anything. That's my uneducated way of presenting it. I have my personal decision that my children, they will finish the first degree on my nose like this. I must see them korokoro. They finished first degree. Yes. Where is their reachable? Yes. Eh, sebi, there's church in so-so place. I know. But the church in so-so place cannot do what me I will do. There have been plenty stories before. Just permit me the way I do my own.
The scar cannot be like when there is nothing.
Boys are even better than girls. Yes. You made mistake with a girl. That is the end of her life. They poke that, tear it, that's all. Can't sew it again. This is a bad sermon, isn't it? No, voila. May the Lord be our help. We are almost close. Oh, man. Alright. Now the prophet told us,
will he suffer?
If a natural man will think of who trains his children,
he said,
what do you think about God for his own children?
156.
So he wants a man that will be honest. Now he don't want a man to say, now look, you know, you just do anything you want to on him. God doesn't want a man like that. Oh yes. Father, he is getting along fine. He's a fine boy. Get a little pat on his back. And a straw in his heart. No, no. That guy will get fired right now. Sure. He wants a man that will be truthful. If that boy is coming right, tell him. If he isn't, tell him what is wrong. Now, this is the reason that you find sermons the way they go. Sometimes they are rough. We are on training ground. The Holy Spirit is to report back to the Father about each children that are here that have been trained. They must be fed and fed right. They must hear the right kind of a word. We must not spear anything. Yes, sir. There must not be any sacred cow. We must speak against everything that is wrong. The Holy Spirit will be watching the people that is receiving it. He knows those who resent it. He knows those who accept it. He knows those who is asking for grace to live by it. He knows everybody, because the record is with him, and is recording even the thought of our heart when we are seated listening to it. Yes. So me as a preacher or any other preacher, we don't care what somebody think about it. We don't care whether somebody frown with it or whatsoever. We don't care. The only thing we care is asking for grace to say the truth. And we also pray for the hearers that God will help them to get it. Amen.
Amen.
And if an earthly father thought that, wouldn't you want a man to be honest with you? The school teacher be honest about your children? Sure. What do you think God thinks? And he knows. We don't. He does. We are finite. We couldn't tell him, but he's infinite and does know. He knows. Yeah, he knows. Apart from preaching, we talk to ourselves also, isn't it?
And
we also talk to ourselves. Even people that we are not even seeing physically, we talk by any means. I saw one of the boys
a
couple weeks now. I said, this is your ear. Look as if you need to visit a barber. He said, thank you, sir. I will go and work on it. Of course, for his age, he ought to know. But in case he did not know, I can tell him. If he didn't take it, if he said that's the way I like it, I say, God bless you. That's all. One time, one girl went somewhere to school. And the pastor of that place saw the way the girl was moving. And then told the father that your girl is walking, is not straight. The brother said, my guests are okay, they are very fine. The pastor said, I'm very sorry. From that time, doesn't say nothing about the
guest.
Is he his own child that will rot him? If anybody ever tell you about your child or whatsoever, you better be happy. Yes. Tell you about your child. This is your child. Check this area. Say thank you. Then discreetly, you go and investigate. And see if those things were so. For me, I will not even tell the child where I get the information. Yes. I will just discreetly find out. If I know it to be the truth, I will do justice. If it is not true, I'll get back to the person. I will make inquiry on that thing. I could not substantiate it. If he has additional proof, I want to have it. Simple. That is, we are one and that skipper. But like somebody said to pastor and elders in a particular church, I was told, the pastor said he prostrated. The boy prostrated. He said, please, sir, I don't want, just remove your hand from my matter. And they say, okay, from today on, you know, so many things happen in so many places. Yes, so many things. This is the age of the peak of everything. The demons have graduated, and they are all out for their business. It is only those who are ready, those who want God's training. We have an idea that you can force a horse to the river. You can't force the horse to drink water there. Because the mechanism that will make the horse to drink is inside. He has to be the one to draw it. If he didn't draw it, he can come out inside that water and nothing will come out of it. That is how it is in this way. The instructions, the corrections, the teachings, we decide on our own if we want them. If we don't want, we can push them back. Nobody will know what is done in the spiritual atmosphere. But for those who are interested, those who are determined, those who are honest in heart, God knows them. And He'll be working with them. And He will take them to an expected end. May the Lord be our help. I just decided to take it very calm today. Very cool. So that maybe we'll get it more. Yes, we must close from here. Let me just read one more paragraph. Then, if the Lord spare our life and another opportunity comes, we'll continue. If another one does not come, we'll meet at His feet. So, you know what the Father did? He never said, I'm going to get a Pope to watch over my children.
Pope.
Neither did he say, I'm going to get the bishop. No, no, he didn't do that. Because he know the Pope will be wrong. So would the bishop. See, he never said, I'm going to get the general overseer to watch over my churches. No, no. Let me read the next one. He got the Holy Ghost. That was his tutor. Oh, to raise his children. Alright, then how will you know the Holy Ghost knows it? He speaks through human lips. Yes. How do you know then He is telling the truth? When you see the Holy Spirit speaking through a lips that is telling the truth exactly every time, predicting and coming to pass just exactly, just perfectly, like Samuel said, then you know that is truth. It is coming right. Because God said, if He speaks and what He says don't come to pass, don't hear Him, because I am not with Him. But if He does, well, then hear Him, because I am with Him. See, there you are. That is how He does. You know, today,
we
are privileged to have not just a prophet, but a vindicated prophet. There's a difference between a prophet and a vindicated prophet. Because the ministry that, because Jesus was God incarnated here in flesh.
Jesus ni Olorun ninu eran ara lorile aye yi.
Jehovah descended.
Jehovah o so kale
in the beginning of His ministry.
Ni ibere ise iranse Jesus.
Says, this is my beloved son.
O le yi ni ayanfe omo mi.
In whom I am pleased to dwell.
Eni ti inu mi dun si lati gbe inu re.
Then from there we are moving forward. Let's leave the other one. When he was going to also do the adoption for him, which we are still going to, he did it before witnesses. We have Moses in the Old Testament that was vindicated by God. That was where the people fear him. Not only the Israelites,
the
Egyptians, they fear him. Until the Bible said, the word of Moses, every disobedience received a just recompense. Because God vindicated him. In the New Testament, apart from Paul, on his way to Damascus, that encounter with the pillar of fire and called his name and spoke to him, and Paul asked questions back, and the voice answered him, and from there he surrendered himself. And Ananias the prophet, whom God says you go and pray for him, and he said, go to who? Did you know what the man has been doing? Do you know what he's coming here to do? In other words, you want me to be the first victim? God said, don't bother yourself. He's a chosen vessel. So Paul was vindicated by God himself in the presence of people. Apart from that time, see this our generation, there has never been a public vindication of anyone as a servant of Christ like William Manor Brown. Not only was he vindicated, it was also public before even at River Ohio, that water baptism place. The prophet talked about 5,000 in one place. He talked about 10,000 people in another place that were at the river bank to witness the water baptism of 500 people. Not a daughter. 500. Thousands were there. And they saw the pillar of fire descending. And they heard the voice. The people talking against the message. I wonder where they put that one. This Moses Alu was saying in the interview I saw recently that this picture, it was a reflection of light. So from that time till now, there has never been another reflection of light. There has never been any other reflection of light. Not the picture people have been snapping. It's only this one. Let him find out. Go to America. And go and ask. From the laboratory. Douglas or something studio. Where this thing was taken. Let him go and find out. Say this cloud. Where is it? This one says rocket that they shoot that caused this one. So from that time till now, they have not been firing rocket. He himself need to go and fire rocket that will form another cloud. The dog that will be lost we never hear the whistle of the hunter. The day I understood that parable, and it was deep, very, very deep. The dog that will be lost. We never hear the whistle of the hunter because it's destined to be lost. God give them a virtue. A dog can from here go to a job and come back on his own. Because at every junction, he will urinate small and move. When is to turn another turn, if you remain small there again. When is to make another turn, if you remain small. It is the odor of that is urine that we use to trace his way and come back to where I take off from. But it doesn't have enough sense to know that if heavy rain fall, he will kill all this. I will not be able to trace his way. So, but the hunter that take him to the bush, when he sees the heavy cloud and rain is coming, he will start blowing that whistle, leave the animal you are pursuing and come back. But if you don't come back on time, you can never trace your way again. That's what the whistle means. But if he's blowing it and that one is going headlong, say this animal said, wherever you enter, we enter together. He said, we become a bush animal. As it is physically, so it is spiritually. With the facts and evidences and scriptural proofs that we have with us to establish unto the people that God sent a messenger in our day and vindicated him, and his word on everything is the final. For anybody to turn his back to it, he is on his own. The person is destined to be lost. May the Lord be our help.
Your Lord will join our love.
Next time, God helping us.
I need me. Don't know about our love.
Another opportunity.
See, I'm finding me, Baba.
We'll talk ahead.
How about the Siwaju?
Talking about the training.
That's only by Tony, Connie.
Someday, my walk will be over.
Lord, your kind, your jumi, like you do a soapy.
I'm my labor. For him we be true.
Iṣẹ́ ìsinmi fún yóò wá sópin, yóò parí.
Then I climb up that ito to meet him.
Mo wa go orí òkè ni láti pàdé rẹ̀.
Oh, for I don't want to miss him.
Ọlọ́run jọ mi ò fẹ́ pàdánù rẹ̀. Mi ò fẹ́ pàdánù rẹ̀.
No, no, no.
Rara, rara.
I won't miss it.
You need padano.
For nothing.
Fun kou mi o ni padano.
For nothing. No matter. Where I have to go.
Fun kou si ba na mi ti won la koja.
Oh, someday I lay down.
Lọ́jọ́ kan, ó mú àjàgà ayé yìí wá sílẹ̀.
And I don't want to miss it.
Ṣùgbọ́n náà, nígbà náà mi ò fẹ́ pàdánù rẹ̀. Bó ni fún ọ, arábìnrin
alákùnrin. Oh, sometimes I'm tired of my journey.
Nígbà mi ò ti ẹ̀ rẹ̀ mí nínú ìrìn àjò yìí.
Oh, and I can see to find him, that's true.
You see that better than me, you tell me, Rimon.
For I know that is waiting of your
mind. And I don't
want to miss it.
Me o fe shina, Lord. Me o fe shina, me o fe shina.
No, no, no. I won't miss it.
Rara, mo ni padanu re fun ko.
Oh, nothing, no matter what I have to do.
Yo, o ba la koja.
Someday,
o mo pe
lojokan.
O pe gbogbo ajaga mi sile.
And I don't want to miss it. It's a confession and a question.
Ati ibere.
Nobody in his right senses will come across this undiluted truth of the hour. We forsake the enjoyment and pleasures of the world. And still want to miss it at the end of this
journey.
That's why Brother Paul said, if it is only in this life that we have hope, then we are of all men most miserable. Because we didn't enjoy here, why wouldn't we also go and enjoy here? The prophet said, sometimes we have to give the first seat to them, because this is the only thing they will have, the people of this world. That's the only time they will enjoy. That's the only time of pleasure. A time is coming when it will come to our own turn. Just like Abraham told the rich young ruler. He said, remember in your lifetime, you enjoy yourself. You enjoy the money. You enjoy the women. You enjoy the pleasures. You enjoy everything. But Lazarus, because he was faithful, he went through hardship. He went through sorrows. He went through trials. He went through storms of life. He had sicknesses he could not even afford to treat. Say, now he is comforted. But now you are tormented. Say, this thing cannot be a change. You have to enjoy your own torment now, while he also enjoy his own peace. Where do you want to have your own? Is it here or the other side? This thing will be played back one of these days. Is it that you make up your mind on this heart to stay with the children of God, the despised few, to suffer with them, to sorrow with them, to be dedicated with them, to be devoted with them? Or you say you cannot, then on the other side, then you will have your own. It's a choice. On daily basis, we are getting close to it.
The end
of the road. It can meet us shorter than we expected. Sometimes people of 20 something years old, they go.
30
something years go. 40 years go. Why even 90 years is he alive? God is sovereign. Are you here without hope? Are you seeing doubt about the message of the hour? You have questions that is not yet answered. You are not yet convinced fully that this is the only message that will take us in the rapture. There is time for everything. This is the time to be sure. If you hear this message, you saw the old vindication, God be merciful on whosoever will fall by the wayside. There is no hope anywhere for such a person, according to the prophets. Prophets say, if a man walk away from this message, which is the presence of God, he said the person is without hope. Is numb by the power of Satan.
Did
that never be the portion of any of us?
while our heads are bowed.
Igba ta si teri wa ba.
And we speak to our maker.
Tamba Olorun eleda wa soro.
If anyone will have a need of the help of faith,
tani keni ba nilo iranlowo igbagbo
concerning any of our requests,
lori ebe adura wa,
will you just raise up your hand?
Je keni na gbe owo re soke.
As I ask the pastor,
bi won ti ro oluso agutan,
who is God's intercessor here,
ito je eni ti sipe niwaju Olorun nihin,
to pray for the congregation,
lati gbadura fun ijo.
Lord bless you.
You are book for you.
Our blessed Heavenly Father, we thank you very much, Lord, for another opportunity given to us to be in the sanctuary again this morning. We thank you for the Sunday school, a portion of your word that we listen to, the blessings it imparted unto us. We thank you for the worship service, in special numbers, the one that was given by individuals and collectively. We are very thankful unto thee. Since we have been here now close to 2 or more than 2 hours, we have been listening to this message of our day, which we started your servant to store for us. We say you store it for the bride, we have need of it. Lord Jesus, we have been listening. We have listened. There are part of it that pertains to doctrine. There are part of it that pertains to rebukes. There are part of it that pertains to correction. There are part of it that pertains to instruction or to righteousness altogether, so that we, your children, the bride, might be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. After we have listened, some of your children with requests, though we be given the opportunity to talk to you as individuals, they still move forward on the altar. We are happy to know that we are talking to the Almighty God, the one that made the heavens and the earth, who is infinite, but to whom nothing is secret, nor including the thoughts of the heart of us. You know what the needs of everyone is. Lord Jesus, whatever those needs might be, for those on the altar and those that raise their hands, even those that did raise their hands as mortar, there is no way we can sit down at your feet and hear your word preached, and needs will not arise in our lives. Because the prophet said, if we ask the oldest Christian in our midst, what is your heart desire? He will say, a closer walk with God. To be more like you. So every one of us, we have our desires, we have our requests, we have our needs that are known unto you. We are bringing ourselves before you. Meet us as individuals.
Yes, Father.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
While you are asking our prayers, don't pass any of us by.
Yeah.
I can see your servant, even the one that you have used to bring your word unto us, is also in expectation, O God, because, O God, what it will take you to work upon the church members is what it will take you to work upon the ministers.
Oh, yes.
We are praying and asking. Don't pass any of us by.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ. Have you been privileged to sit like this, to listen to your word, where your prophet told us that it is in this message that lays the actual faith. May they be accumulated in us, Lord.
Yes.
May this sin not stand as witness against any of us, or condemn any of us on the day of judgment.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus Christ. Rather, prepare us, make us ready for that 0 hour, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Father.
Yes.
Blessed be thy name, Lord, for granting these petitions.
Yes.
May these requests and our prayers, may they turn to testimonies.
Yes.
It's our prayers, Lord.
Yes.
May you replenish your servant and you are graciously used to bring your word. In Jesus' most wonderful name, we are looking unto thee, O God, for the last service for more of your blessings, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Master, yeah, for granting these petitions.
Yes.
In Jesus' wonderful name, we pray. Yeah. Amen. Amen.
Shalom, sir. Yes. The Lord bless you. Be seated by 2 o'clock for the last service of the day.
May
the Lord be our strength. And if anyone has to go away, the Lord be with you. Keep us at the center of His will until we meet again. Shall we rise? 3, 2, 1. I know who hosts tomorrow. I don't know about tomorrow. I just live from day to day. I don't borrow from the sunshine or the skies. Jesus said, yes, and today I
to see.